I jerked a dude off one.
I'm gonna have to go gay.
I actually want to eat your dick. I've actually had sexual fantasies about Christian. And I like me giving Christian a handjob, and I've jerked off doing it.
Chugging sassy balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, drop trowel, lube up, and brace yourself for another episode of Roscoe's House of Chips in 3, 2, 1,
go! Hi, sillies. Welcome to Roscoe's House of Dicks. I'm sorry, I mean chips.
Excuse me. Today on Gay Divorce Court, we have Cody. We have Wade. We have Christian. Oh, and myself, of course.
Hi.
Hi, sillies.
Hi.
Hello.
Don't look at me like that.
I will.
Like that, you better have your
I will.
Well, all right then.
I mean, I don't want to cheat on Wade, but it's so hard not to when you're sitting right next to me drinking that beer.
I love putting this thing up to my mouth.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Just hold on just a minute. If this is about Christian and I getting a divorce and you're already hitting on the judge.
What? Yeah. Don't you see him? Bullshit. He's so hot with those titties. Oh
yeah, but I know God. He's hot, but let's get down to this because I've got a lot of things to get off my chest with you, Christian.
And I've got a lot of things to talk to you about, too.
I mean, this has been bullshit. And I know that we've been married now for just a short time, but I didn't realize that when we would legally get married, be able to get married, that we would get divorced shortly afterwards. And this kind of hurts me.
Now, does it hurt you because of his girth?
No, his girth was always amazing. He's trying to take the Prius, Judge Wapner.
You can't have the Prius. It's mine.
Wait a minute. The Prius.
Yes.
Is no. Oh, this. Oh, there are a few things in life.
Let me get real with you again,
less than the Prius.
Okay, no, but let me get to it, Mr. Wapner. Okay, Your Honor. This guy here, when we first got together, wanted me to get a Subaru Outback.
He's such an asshole.
Yes.
It was four-wheel drive.
I realized that what around here...
Who gives a shit?
Look around you. Right, that's why I'm with Cody now. Because he accepts me for the Prius.
I thought you were with Cody because he let you suck his nipples.
Well, you had nipples.
I don't have nipples because they're rubbed off.
From what? What did you rub them off with? The sandpaper last year?
You know why.
Was that, Christian, huh? Come on.
He tore out my piercings.
Because I wanted, kind of a flip-flop action on his nipples.
Flip-flop.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, great.
Gay Divorce Court. This is going to be so awesome.
Yes.
Oh, man, this is going to be so awesome. Since gay marriage has now
been legal.
It's going
to be super.
Oh, my God. There's going to be a show. How long do you give it, Christian, before we have Gay Divorce Court on television?
I give it less than a year.
Less than a year before we get to watch exactly what we just saw.
Yeah, 6 months.
6 months, you think?
6 months.
So who do you think is going to be the judge, though, in the Gay Divorce Court?
George Takei.
Oh, Sulu.
Oh, my.
No, they wouldn't let an Asian do that. It has to be a white guy or a black guy.
Oh, no. It has to be George Takei. Sir, his penis was so small, I couldn't even feel it.
Oh, what's his name?
My.
Fashion runway guy, Tom Gunn?
Who the fuck cares? We're talking about George Takei
Project
right now.
Project Runway.
No, who's the guy from Seven? The black guy from Seven?
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman would make a great judge in fucking Gay Divorce Court. He would just tell it the way it is. You know, if you don't like that, then you can just strap your boots up and get the fuck out of here.
That's the worst example of Morgan Freeman. He's done so much better things other than Seven. What the hell?
Really? You didn't like... Okay, Shawshank Redemption
Thank you.
Was amazing. What was your favorite Morgan Freeman?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Shawshank?
I've never seen Shawshank.
You've seen Snowpiercer, but you haven't seen Shawshank.
Fuck you, yes.
What? Time for you to watch Shawshank.
If Dave has to watch Star Wars because of your nerdy fucking ass, then you have to watch Shawshank Redemption over the next week because of us.
Wow, Shawshank.
Because of my nerdy ass? Yes, thank you. I love being a nerdy ass. Although being a nerdy dick is a lot more fun.
A nerdy dick?
A nerdy dick.
Only gets hard for comic books. I got to thinking about... I know why Cody doesn't read comic books. It's because he'd just be sitting on the toilet all day and just jerking off. Especially Batman comic books. It'd be like his porn. He'd be like, oh, honey.
I don't know. Harley's pretty freaking cute.
Dude, Harley is a fucking crazy bitch.
Who's Harley?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
The fuck is Harley Quinn?
It's Joker's sidekick.
Oh.
Speaking of Batman.
Yes.
There's a video game that came out last week.
Yeah, it probably sucks.
It's Batman Arkham Knight.
Yes, and that was the most bullshit PC port I've ever seen in my life. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's why I got it from PS4.
You know how broken that thing was?
I heard, in a good way. No, not broken in a good way. I heard all the I didn't hear specific details on why it was so fucked up, but I heard that
because
it was pretty fucked up.
They sent it off to a third-party company to freaking port it over to the PC, even though they built it on a PC. It's dumb, man.
This Harley Quinn's pretty hot. Just looked up some pictures.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all anime, but whatever.
It's not anime. It's animation. However, I will tell you, Dave, Harley Quinn is hot, but she is a crazy fucking bitch. She is one
psycho
of those bitches you want to have sex with, but you also want to pack a .45 with you at the exact same fucking time.
Absolutely.
That's different from any other time?
Like, you need to have a derringer shoved in your ass just so that you can pull it out at any time, because you never know when she's going to fucking snap on you.
Like you may have to have a gun in your penis to
right?
shoot her off of you.
Okay, so...
I got it.
Here we go. Fuck, marry, kill. Cody?
Okay.
Poison Ivy. Catwoman. Harley.
Ooh. Kill Poison Ivy. Marry Catwoman. Fuck Harley Quinn.
You know what? I agree. Yep. I completely agree. Yeah. Because I would love to fuck Harley Quinn. As much as she frightens the hell out of me, Harley Quinn is the one like villainous that I'm just like, yeah. Well, we like tramps, Christian.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
We're big tramp fans.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something seductive about Catwoman, though.
There is.
Selena
Kyle.
But
it's like an old school seduction, though.
Yeah.
It's not like this in your face like Harley Quinn, like let me rub my redheaded vagina all over you and cover you with my poisonous juices. It's really literally this like old 40s type fucking seductivity.
It is.
Very much so. And the great thing about this Arkham Knight, you can play as Harley Quinn, you can play as Catwoman. You don't get to play as Poison Ivy, but no, literally it's such a great fucking game. It is the best of the three. Yes, there's technically four if you include Arkham Origins, but Arkham Origins wasn't done by the same company. It wasn't the same publisher that put it out.
So just Asylum and City then, huh?
Yes, Asylum and City and now Knight. And Knight, really, it's the story. A lot of people have said that I've heard that playing the Batmobile is not any fun. You know, that's the big news change, is that you can drive around on the Batmobile and you can actually fight in the Batmobile and whatnot. I'm sorry, but I actually like that. It's pretty badass. Nice. But the story alone is what makes it. Sorry, Dave just smacked
poor
the mic.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out. I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about. It's just fun listening to three nerds. And I'm a nerd, just not in this way.
Now, the part of what makes the story so great is that Joker is actually a very big part of it, and that's all I want to say about that.
I thought Joker was dead. What the hell?
That's all I'm going to say is that Joker is a very, very big part of it.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I've seen the gameplay for this game, and I fucking hate Batman, and you guys know my feelings on Batman. Mm-hmm. But...
And you're wrong.
I only really, you know...
Hello! Help! Hello!
What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing. Anyway, so Dave, I have a question for you.
Bring it.
Like, since this alignment of the stars, now, what exactly is this?
Venus and Jupiter, yes.
Okay, so explain to me, like, how often this happens.
Yeah, only time in our lifetime.
I thought the planets aligned every single year.
It's possible.
But these two particular planets. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I honestly don't recall. I think these two in the way that they're doing is very, very, very not often. Wow, that's gooder English. I believe it is a rare occurrence in our lifetime, but...
And I missed it. I was at the...
You did?
I did. I was at the drive-in.
Well, you can still see them. They're not going to be perfectly aligned, but they're going to be close to each other for a while now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I saw them last night, but I saw... Yes, the full moon has been amazing.
The reason I bring this up, and it's really funny, I saw a post on Facebook about 3 days ago, and I've been kind of holding this in and stop discussing it with anybody about... It's because of gay marriage that this alignment with the stars only happened last time when Christ was born, that it was probably the star of Bethlehem, and that it's the promise that Christ is coming back to cleanse the earth because we made homosexual marriage legal.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I am not kidding anybody. This is a post from a preacher down in Alabama.
Well, there you
and
go.
It is true. Because I you can't believe everything you see on the internet right now, but I looked it up, and this guy literally said it in his sermon that it is the Star of Bethlehem, and that when the two lined, it looked exactly like the Star of Bethlehem, and it promises that Jesus is coming back to avenge gays.
Look, this just shows the true absolute ignorance, and I have been to Alabama, specifically southern Alabama. I have friends there. They are great people. As a whole, I have never seen more ignorance in my entire life. Down there, within the city limits, they were just like anybody else. They were good people, but anyone like our parents' age and older, good fucking Lord!
Yeah,
it just I was astounded. I've never seen such ignorance, fucking racism ever in my life.
Ignorance breeds ignorance.
Yep,
that's the biggest problem.
Yep, and technically, yeah, I don't know. I had something in my mind that I was going to say, completely forgot.
I've got a weird question for you guys.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Sorry. So what do you think that sex education is going to be like in schools now?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Didn't they stop teaching that years ago?
Probably.
No. My daughter's learning sex education right now as we speak. And here within the last couple of weeks and before school ended, and they went through the entire process of everything. Are they going to teach it that way? Because they mostly teach about reproduction of it.
Right, and that's probably a good thing. That's where they just need to stay. As long as they don't
I thought sex education was all about human sexuality. It didn't actually have very much to do with reproduction in and of itself. It had to do with sexuality more than anything else.
See, when I went through school, it was just about reproduction. They didn't talk about...
Trying to remember, we just had one day. There was one specific day. It was in fifth grade. And it was just basically about going through puberty.
Right.
That was the sex education. Yeah. Your penis is going to get bigger. Right. Your voice is going to change. You're going to get hair in places.
His penis never got fucking bigger.
It took sperm.
You heard it from my wife earlier, motherfucker. My dick's bigger than yours.
Well, how can it get any bigger than that? Maybe it was a compliment, you stupid fuck.
Shut up.
Wow. Oh. No, it takes.
It wasn't. I know you too well.
Fine. You're going to keep interrupting me? I won't talk.
Okay.
Oh. I think
no, not you guys. I'm talking about the weirdo next to me.
Oh, are you going to leave again?
Henry?
No, just going to sit here and listen.
Okay.
No, it takes a man's cum and a girl's egg, and then there you go. My crickets? They're in my pants.
Is that what you call your balls?
Huh?
Is that what you call your balls?
No, I
crickets?
Call those Bill and Fred.
Oh. What'd you call your penis then?
I haven't seen it in years. I don't know.
Oh, hey, there you are.
No.
Do you have penis envy, Dave?
Penis envy. No, I'm just a bummed. I'm only like 2 inches hard, maybe. So it's just sad.
And you don't ever pull the mirror out. You don't ever stand in front of the mirror and look at it.
Yeah, but I pull out the side that makes things look really big.
You don't pull out the mirror that says objects in the mirror, baby.
Closer than they appear.
Right. No, it's that. It's like that, you know, the mirror that's in girls' bathrooms where you can, like, flip it and you can, like, get those super close-ups of your face. That's kind of what I do with my junk.
Magnifying mirrors, yeah.
I've never like been that. In a girls' bathroom.
No, in all seriousness, I am very happy with
married.
My girth.
I thought I turned that off.
It sounds like machine gun going off upstairs. What is that all about?
I have a 2-year-old son.
With his machine gun?
Yeah.
Like, he found Cody's machine gun upstairs and he's shooting it off.
If I'm Batman, he's my Joker.
He's not your
Robin. What?
Oh, it's my baby the Joker.
He's not your Robin.
No. Right, he's got to be the Joker first, then I'll turn him into the Robin.
So is your daughter or your wife Harley Quinn then?
Oh, the wife. For sure.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Well,
Do you have... Okay, let me ask you this question. Have you actually thought about possibly buying her an outfit and try to talk her into this? I know this has happened, Dave.
Of course it has. He doesn't even have to answer this.
Harley Quinn, like a costume that she can model in front of him. I
didn't even know if it's Harley Quinn, but I guarantee you
this
been
is a fantasy,
something.
Cody.
Oh, you know it is. He doesn't even have to answer it.
It's got to be.
Look, he's got the... Just look at
his
face.
And he's not going to answer.
She has a Harley Quinn, doesn't she?
No. What?
Oh,
she has got to listen to this one.
Oh, shit. Does she have a big giant hammer as well?
She has a bat.
Well, Batman, you know, maybe it's a different term.
No, she uses a bat, too.
She took Batman literal. Now, that kind of Batman, I would definitely be a fan of. Cody was on the receiving end.
Do you think Robin's gay?
Well, obviously.
Robin?
No. Well, which Robin? Are we talking Dick Grayson?
Yeah, there we go. Actually, which one was Nighthawk? Or not Nighthawk.
Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
Nightwing. Okay. Nightwing. You're thinking of Nightwing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I would say no. He had a thing for...
Dude, your mic stand sucks. Hope you're having fun using mine.
Very much so.
These two using each other's stands. Oh my god.
What's
dude,
damn it,
I totally
what was her
missed
name?
Your face, man. I've missed your face.
Well, I've missed it too.
I can't remember her name. He had a thing for her. The original Robin. I can't remember her fucking name. She was
an
alien.
This is
great
radio.
Yes,
you awesome. Guys sitting there thinking.
I'm sitting here just wondering what the hell you guys are talking about. You guys start talking about superheroes and crap.
You have to
or Batman, and I have no idea. I have nothing to contribute.
Why not?
Other than you know he fantasizes about costumes. Even with himself.
Maybe.
Okay, Dave,
you say
that you're a nerd. What are you a nerd?
He's a music nerd.
Yes.
He's an astrology nerd.
And an astrology nerd.
Astrology?
Astronomy nerd.
Well, I was gonna say, what are you gonna pull?
No,
up
that's Wade. I saw Wade, and
no,
totally got confused.
My interests are psychology mostly, astronomy, and certain kinds of music. I'm not good as a music history buff.
Nickelback.
I like what I like.
Creed.
I don't like Creed. Creed.
Prodigy.
The news
Ooh,
today.
Prodigy. I actually like some of Prodigy's old shit.
Who doesn't?
Like that old, what was the name of that song that...
Breathe.
Breathe was a good song. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yep.
But
yep.
Dave, with this whole like alignment thing that's been going on, that obviously was the Star of Bethlehem, that is obviously
well,
Jesus.
Obviously, yes.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, I was going to ask, are astronomers saying the same thing? Like, are they saying that there's some spiritual being in the sky that has forced this to happen and is actually going to rid the earth of all gays and lesbians?
No.
Have you guys seen the spiritual being?
No way.
What they're saying is, hey, check out the sky. The two stars are aligning. And it's aligning.
There has to be a reason those are aligning. And what a perfect fucking reason,
dude,
right?
They've been looking at this for like the last like 60 or so, well, a long time now. They knew that these things were going to happen.
Right, and God knew it was going to happen too. And he set this up.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. No.
Astronomers
are basically saying this is going to happen regardless of what these crazy idiots in the church were going to say. And yeah. I mean, yes, they're the Star of Bethlehem. Jesus is coming. And I'm not going to lie, people. I am here. I am Jesus Christ.
Save me, Jesus.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, Jesus came back gay? Ooh, wouldn't that be fucked up?
That would be hilarious.
Excuse me. I am not gay. My father told me I'm not gay. I am not allowed to be gay. So when I'm looking at your ass, it's only because it's probably in my way.
I am admiring it, not lusting over it. Okay.
And if I'm walking around with a heart on, it's because my heart beats so powerfully that the blood is just flowing like crazy. Okay.
Oh,
I am all-knowing and all-hard.
And if my asshole is, like, 2 inches, like, wide, just totally spread out, it's because I had a very large poop.
No, that's bullshit. You were about to release a scent on the world that was going to kill everyone. I had to plug it.
Oh, my God.
Plug it.
You blessed
thrust,
him with your Jesus
repeat.
You filled him up with the schlong.
The juice is the only thing that is going to stop everything, okay? It's going to line his inner self and keep it from escaping.
So you want me to vomit shit again? Is that what you want me to do?
No.
No. Because I kind of liked it.
He gave away all those fish. He didn't like the smell.
He didn't like the smell of fish, so he gave them all away. He only had one fish.
Okay, I don't like girls because of the smell of fish, okay?
Oh. Those are only dirty girls.
So, that's Jesus, true. why are we supposed to take a bite of your flesh and drink your blood in order to live in your sacrament?
Because a book said so.
Does that supposed to represent where we actually have to put something in our mouth and drink of something?
Eat me, drink me.
The book said so. Don't question it.
Question the book.
If thou shalt question, thou shalt go to hell.
Just listen to the book, people. It'll save your lives. It'll bring you to the light, and you'll be happy for all eternity.
Do not question me.
Satan, stop.
Satan just came into the podcast.
I know.
We got to get Henry to exorcise the Satan. Priest Henry needs to exorcise the Satan.
No. Priest Henry's not here.
No, Priest Henry's not here.
I kicked him out. He can't come back anymore.
I'm here.
Oh, God damn it. He broke his way in.
Henry!
Yeah.
Come with me.
I did. Remember, we both on the picture at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, when we was in the room the other day and you was, packing my ass, whatever you ate, my asshole was stinging for at least an hour. There must have been jalapenos in there.
It was pineapple.
Please say jalapeno again.
Jalapeno. What are you guys laughing at?
We're laughing at Priest Henry over there. So, Priest Henry, were you ever caught molesting young boys?
Well, yeah. I molested myself.
He says it, you said it so matter of fact. Is that kind of like a natural thing to happen if
you're
a priest?
Tell me someone in my position who doesn't.
So, Priest Henry, does that make you gay?
Well, yeah.
So are you happy about the are you happy about the whole gay marriage thing?
Well, yeah.
Yeah? Do you know who you're going to be divorcing here in about 3 years?
Well, yeah.
Yeah? Who are you fucking right now?
What?
Who are you fucking right now?
Well, yeah.
Yeah? Well, Usher?
At the moment, my hand.
You're going to...
So what? Let me ask you this question. So even though priests cannot get married, are you still going to perform gay marriages on the side? Or are you just going to... Just so you can admire the young men that are in front of you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You will only do gay men? You won't do lesbians?
Lesbians?
You won't do lesbian weddings?
They're evil and vicious.
Yeah, they're of Lilith, aren't they?
They're kind of cunties.
They're what?
They're of Lilith. Spawn of Lilith.
Whatever that is, yeah. They're evil. They run over me with their Harleys. and they take the jalapenos and they stuff them in my ass.
Not all lesbians have Harleys, Henry.
That's true. Some of them ride Yamahas.
Most of them drive Subarus.
Or Subarus.
Subarus.
No, see, what we do when we marry the gays, to make sure that they're really gay, we have to, you know, I lie in bed with them, and then, you know, we all have a joyous time behind closed doors, and then that way I know they're gay, and then we can go yay. I mean, we can marry them, yeah.
Oh, so that's how you bless the union.
Yep, bless them with my semen. Wait, I mean, yeah, we... You
with
know.
Your holy water.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I love Priest Henry.
Yeah.
Priest Henry's amazing.
I got to go drop a shit. I ate too many jalapenos. I'll be back later.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Priest Henry, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Dude,
I swear
Henry's
to
great.
God, every time I go away and I give him the microphone and he hands it back, it smells like ass.
Well, he did kind of just run up and grab it from me, and you were just like, all
right,
and walked away.
But I mean, all I saw was him talking in it, but it smells like ass.
It well, was that's because like, most. Yeah.
I think I
most
saw
most priests yeah. talk out of their ass. That's what it
well,
is. Most
that.
Priests talk out of their ass. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure most priests do rim jobs too.
Okay, so why do you think that the clergymen, a lot of the clergymen in the Catholic Church, have ended up becoming gay or being gay before they go in? Do you think it's because it attracts that type of they're trying to stay celibate so they don't follow their own personal
yeah,
desires?
I think society probably did a lot when it came to that. Absolutely.
Forced them to go that way because they were so beat upon. For you know, they were so. It's the word I'm looking for.
Well, we
harassed.
All have, we all have sexual desires, and they are being forced to stay away from the women folk. So what is more available? Boy folk.
Mm. Little boy folk.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking,
that's
which, speaking of boy folk, I have to tell you, Dave and Cody.
What the fuck
today
are you going to say?
Kind of, I posted something on Facebook today this morning that was just – I had just had enough. When you know, with all these anti-gay people just constantly just shoving, in the last week have been shoving it down our throats like crazy. I posted something on Facebook today, and one of the answers, and you guys go on and look at it, look on my Facebook, and you'll see what I'm talking about. A person came on there and actually said that it's a slippery slope, and it's going to lead to pedophiles being able to marry children.
I saw that actually, and it's fucking
okay,
ridiculous.
But how would a pedophile marry a child? Don't both parties have to be like, sure, I'll marry you?
I think they need to be talking to the jihad, you
right?
Know, stuff like that.
And right, no, but doesn't this goes kind of down like what you and I were talking about? Like the only people that was great,
that was wonderful.
The
hey,
only
oh,
people
you.
That yep. are marrying off little girls are religious people.
Yep.
Hey, Wade, I'm trying to find you. What's your name? there we go. I found Wade Sorensen.
Yeah, right.
No, right.
And literally, he said, and he meant this. It was like, are you serious? You're going
yeah,
down the
he
road
pretty
of comparing.
Serious.
You're going down the road of comparing gays
to pedophiles.
Pedophiles, and that it's the same sickness in a way.
Well, okay, hold on.
Well, see, there's the key. There, it's a sickness. Oh. We can turn him straight.
Is it this one?
Yes.
That dude?
Yes. We can turn him
that
straight.
That is my father-in-law. That is my father-in-law. I'm just going to come right out and say it. That is my father-in-law.
I wouldn't have said that.
Absolutely. I don't care. What is
dude,
he going to do? Is he going to listen to this and have
post.
More to say? Well, you know what? I'd like to bring him on. We'll talk about this.
Hell yeah.
End of story.
That's the biggest problem is that people, religious zealots, think that it's a sickness that you can pray the gay away.
Spell and grammar check.
Well, that's the only argument he has. Spelling, grammar, checking God. That's it. That's all you got.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, but I this is how I've always felt. That if a man wants to marry a man and a woman wants to marry a woman, who the fuck cares?
Right.
Really?
Well, if I wanted to get well, with that woman and
they
she would rather
be...
marry a woman, then I care.
I don't care what you care.
I know.
Oh, Henry's back. Okay, let Henry be the religious zealot. Henry, do you think that this is going to lead down the road of pedophilia, this whole gay marriage thing?
No, I probably would because I'm a sick fuck, but otherwise, no.
No, right. That's a joke. I actually don't condone pedophilia.
Just do it?
No, I was gonna say, yeah. Anything with the kids is out. That's not funny. I mean, chopping off your dick and using it as a ping pong paddle, that's funny. But no, the kids, no.
If you chopped it off and used it as a ping pong paddle after you're done using it as a ping pong paddle, would you eat it?
Well, yeah.
Okay. And then you poop it back out and then reattach it?
Well, no, I'd barbecue it on the grill.
Okay.
Time to flip it. Always done.
And eat it like a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah? What kind of... I'm curious. What kind of... condiments are you putting on your... charred
no
penis.
Condoms.
No, condiments.
Condiments?
Like ketchup, mustard, sauerkraut.
He goes in bareback. My hot dog.
Exactly. Barbecue sauce. It's a good lube, too.
Just barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe some mayonnaise.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
All right. I'm going to go back to jerking it. Thank you.
Okay. Have fun jerking it, Henry.
He's already jerking it, walking over to the couch. Nice. He didn't even sit down and relax first.
That's sick, son of a bitch.
I know. He fits right in with us.
No, if they want to be as unhappy as us, I mean, or as unhappy as...
Freudian slip.
I mean,
I prefer...
No, who cares? Who cares? If that's what makes them happy, it's not a matter of... It's civil liberties.
Well, it boils down to what my 14-year-old said. My 14-year-old, the wisest thing, she said it today. She said, there shouldn't be any like sexual orientation or anything. It should all just be, it's all about love. Whether you love somebody, you cannot change the people that you love. You just can't. And if you would, and if that's what leads you down that road, so obviously these sick fucks, marriage to them is all about sex.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about love.
And I'm sorry, I love gingers.
Well, but I said there's a little bit of gay in everybody, and some people it's more prominent than others.
Right, there's a little bit of gay in me, right now.
There's a little bit of gay. Oh my God, Wade and Christian anyway, are fucking else. Right now. Ew.
Nice. I don't see it. They're not fucking. Right.
No, wait, no. Wade's just there. Jerking off Christian. Sorry, I got confused.
There's nothing wrong with giving each other a handy.
It's Wade's dream come true. Wade's dream is fantasizing. Fantasies coming true. About?
Oh, yes.
I fantasized about giving Christian a hand job, and I've jerked off to it, too. Yep.
Well, soundbite. I'm recording that.
Go ahead.
Oh, shit. It's so great to be back. God, June has been a fucked up month. It really has.
For you.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the show suffered too, man. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes awesomeness reaches a point where you just have to stop, collect yourself, and then just come back running.
And do it again.
Oh, is that what Kurt Cobain was trying to do?
He stopped a little too hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes my awesomeness just gets to the level where I... My life is so awesome right now. Sometimes you just need a little.
So, Wade, tell us about your. Well, no, fuck you. Wade has had probably the shittiest month I've ever heard. Honestly, Wade's uncle passed away, and so Wade had to make an emergency trip down to Utah. And then that kind of fucked his normal vacation that he had already had set up and planned to go to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 days, 2 days before?
2 days before my...
Two days before his actual vacation down to Utah. So he's already been down and back to Utah once this month already. Waits decides to break his foot, essentially, at work. And Wade says, fuck it anyways, I'm going to go down to Utah. Wade makes it to La Grande, Oregon, and the transmission on his car goes out on him. So then Wade has to call his poor parents, who are in their fucking 80s.
60s.
they look like they were in their 80s, pack up in their fucking piece of shit Toyota Land Cruiser, come up to La Grande, Oregon from Utah, tow his ass back from La Grande, Oregon all the way up to fucking Burlington, Washington, where they hang out for 3 days, then drive back. And now he's basically a bum on his couch during his vacation that he was supposed to be having.
No, there's more to it than that. So this what did is something I miss? I saved to you. This is something I've saved for both of you guys. My parents make it all the way back to Utah and pass 5 miles from where they live, hit a fucking deer, and totaled their fucking car.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Fuck.
Oh, man.
And the fact that I am laughing right now and not myself in the face is entirely fucked up.
Oh, my God. Are they okay?
Yeah, everybody's okay, but, like, their car's totaled.
Oh, my God.
And they have no money to replace it.
Oh, my God.
Fucking, my car is going to cost me over $3,000 to fix. Fucking. Oh, but good news. Christian came up.
Hi.
Yay.
It's always nice
Christian
when
is
Christian
officially
comes.
A Washingtonian. Now,
I am. Indeed.
Which is fantastic. That's pretty much the only silver lining of
that
Wade's
is a big trip
month.
Up here, man.
It is.
I'm sorry. Big what? I'm sorry, Cody. I totally interrupted you. What?
No, I didn't. I was talking over you too. So what'd
you
say?
Oh, it's okay to interrupt Cody.
Shut the fuck up, Dave.
Don't ever apologize for interrupting Cody. I do it all the fucking time.
Cody.
Christian.
Well, you know what? It's really times like these where you go through these just hard knock after hard knock after hard knock. That
it's a hard knock life for me.
No, you're supposed to keep talking.
No, it's a hard knock life for no, it's the times that you go through these hard knocks that really defines how strong you are. Like I can seriously take this beating this month and come out with a smile on my face, and I'm like, you know what? 10 years ago, I probably would have had a fucking nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking it's awesome. Yeah. How much your character changes over the years. Speaking of changing over the years, Cody's fucking birthday. You're 30 now?
Yeah.
It's about time to
30.
Join the club.
Yeah, the above
it
30.
Only took time. He's it only took time.
He's the baby.
And we heard you went boating.
Yeah. Yes. So here's that's kind of the oh, Jesus. All right. Turn that shit off. Turn that shit off. Come on.
You called for me. I am here for you, son.
I haven't turned that shit off.
Ow!
So I'm on vacation this week as well, which is fantastic because I love not going to work and still getting paid for it. And Wade was supposed to be on vacation at the same time, which he is, but he had made all these plans for his vacation, going to Utah. There was going to be a big potluck and camping and whatever else debauchery Wade was going to put on down in Utah.
Right.
Me, I had no fucking plans. It started out with going to Wade's house first night, and going to a good party, great party actually, fixing his
all
parents'
right.
vehicle.
Sounds good. Go ahead. Good to know. Go ahead.
Don't be butthurt. It was impromptu, man, because I was going over to fix the car that just got totaled.
Did I say I was upset? No. Keep talking.
You're very upset.
I'm
right
not
now.
Upset.
I can see you. You're
I'm
clenching
not upset.
That bottle cap like it's
no,
my
anus
neck.
Hurts.
So, party then. Party on Sunday for my birthday.
Right.
Nursed a hangover on Monday. What did I do Tuesday? Next went to the drive-in. Saw Inside Out, which Inside Out was pretty good. Pretty good. I enjoyed it quite
much. Who's in it?
Quite
what's
much.
It about?
It's Pixar animation.
Oh, yeah. Gay. Go on.
Feelings. And then yesterday, went on a charter boat to go fish for some salmon.
Salmon?
Salmon. And caught 13 humpies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I had no plans, and all this shit has happened.
Did you know 13 is a baker's dozen?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a baker's dozen of fish.
And it's also one less than 14.
And it's two less than 15.
Yes.
And I have one question for you.
Yes.
Say yesterday again.
Yesterday?
Oh. Yeah, he says yesterday, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. You sound like you're from concrete.
Yesterday.
Oh, that's worse than getting kicked in the balls.
Speaking of which, at Wade's party, I'm there for like, what, half an hour? I went and fixed the car and did all that, and they go out back, and Wade's got this trampoline, but it's not your normal trampoline. It doesn't have any legs on it.
It's just kind of
flat on the ground, but it still had enough give in it. You could kind of jump on it and get a little hop on it.
Sure.
And so I'm standing there, I'm kind of hopping on it, and I get my third up, and as I come down, I look down, and I see his black lab right there, and his fucking snout comes up and jams me right in the fucking balls. I swear my balls went up and over my penis.
See, and I find that hilarious.
Oh, I find it was great. My mom even laughed.
Nice.
Your mom is awesome. Thank you, Virginia, for being just you and awesome. And she loved my son. Like, it was great. Man.
Huh. My mother and father really loved Cody, and the thing is my dad is a lot like Nate and stuff. He doesn't like to meet new people, and so he was like, "Oh, a new guy coming over to touch my truck. This is fucking bullshit." I mean, you could tell like right off the bat that my dad was like,
fuck this guy."
right. But this is great, Dave. The very second that Cody started giving me shit, my dad was like, "I like this fucking guy." And they started playing off of each other. Like, my dad was lobbing Cody fucking softballs, and fucking Cody was pop, knocking it out of the park, and then Cody would throw my dad one, and my dad would go pop, and they were playing off each other the entire fucking night. They were just busting my balls. Now I know what he feels like when fucking Nate and I just crank
Wade,
it up a notch.
Wade That's was awesome. A stuffy doll. Aww. How's it feel, bitch? How's it feel?
It was great. I felt it actually was a fucking great night, and my parents are like, "That was kind of probably one of the first friends you've ever had that I like." And I was like, "Well, Cody and I can't be friends anymore."
Nope. And by Wade.
This is what you approve of? After all these fucking years, all these cool people that's been out of my life, in and out of my life, you approve of this fucking guy.
You approve of this dickhead?
It's the hair, dude. It's the hair and the stash. He's from the 70s, back in their era.
Stash man, it's got to be it.
It's not threatening.
It's not threatening. Neither is the van that I have that says free candy on the side.
I just put a straw in my mouth and sucked, and I enjoyed everything that came out of that straw.
Thank you for the blowjob.
Gotta love Starbucks. What?
Coming at you, it's Starbucks commercial. Here's the plug.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love you, Seattle-based coffee company.
So I just think it's funny how life just tends to work out. You know what I mean?
Sometimes. I'm not a millionaire, so I'm not happy about that.
I mean, it's Murphy's Law, basically.
Murphy's an asshole sometimes.
That's
anything that can happen will happen?
Yep.
For the good or for the bad, right? Look at Wade and his vacation. His month.
Dude, he was just totally gangstered that out. He's like, "Look at fucking Wade. He had all these plans that got fucked up, and I didn't have any plans, bitch, and I was salmon fishing."
I've had so much fun on my vacations. I had like home stuff I was going to do, like, because I figured I wasn't going to have anything to do, and I haven't had a chance to do any of that shit because I've had so much other shit to do.
Here's the funny thing of this whole thing. It's like roles reversed. I said, "Cody, what are you going to do on your vacation?" He's like, "I'm probably just going to sit around and play video games the entire time." I'm like, "Well, I got this plan. Now, I've been the one sitting around playing fucking video games while this asshole's doing everything.
Oh, come on. There's got to have been some masturbating here and there.
I've actually gotten laid, but it hurt my foot.
No, actually, I can't remember the last time
I
jerked. No, I'm not lying.
We're at
you.
The age where it's okay to admit that you do it.
No, I know. Dude, and I do it all the time, but I can't remember the last time that I actually did it.
You know what?
That's how busy
Cody's
I've been.
Cody's probably got some fucked up hang up on it about, "I'm touching a dick, so it's gay."
No.
It's not gay if it's your own.
No. Look, I'll touch my dick right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it touching gay if my dick. You suck your own?
No. See, if you
touch my dick.
If you can blow yourself, that's respect. That's not gay. I'll give you some respect on that one.
It's a treat. If you can do it.
It's a tasty treat.
It's a treat.
Come here, little boy. It's a tasty treat that I enjoy.
Yeah.
I just don't think I would do it. If I could suck my own dick, I don't think I could do it. I wouldn't do it.
You whine.
I don't think
sack
I would do it.
Oh, shit.
You know I don't
what?
Think
this,
I would do it.
This is the deal.
You
know, all right, Cody, don't listen right now. Wade, we need to set up hidden cameras in Cody's house. Cody, make sure you're not listening. Because
he's already
I guarantee
got it.
You he's tried
into
it.
The feed.
I guarantee you he's tried it.
I already have cameras.
I
already have cameras.
Well, then shut up and let us talk so you're not listening. Anyway, we got to tap into the feed and watch because you know he's either tried it or he's still doing it.
Indeed.
One, yeah. I'm not that flexible, and two, my dick is not that big enough.
Have you guys ever tasted your own semen?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it on my ice cream.
I fucking love Henry's, yeah.
Is it like your whipped cream?
Well, I haven't like shot it like a shot.
I was talking to Henry. Where'd Henry go?
Who fucking knows? He's in, he's out, he's...
the worst thing I've done is I've hit myself in the cheek.
Whoa, that's some... Okay.
That's some pretty good distance.
Now, dude. let's talk. Oh,
okay,
gave himself
on.
A facial. You guys.
Yes.
Cody has given himself
yes,
a facial.
Well, right, but it's not a big deal when you're...
I have
when
given myself a facial.
Lying on your back with your head hunched over trying to blow yourself, your dick's right above you. Of course you're going to hit your cheek.
No,
that's
no.
That's not great distance.
I was actually
that's just
in
gravity.
In a sitting position, as I am now, and was just so excited, and then... Oh, it's on my face.
But it's yours. Who cares?
I care because it's gross.
Like, if we're off doing something and Wade's sitting here at the table, he doesn't think we're watching, and he wants to jerk one off really quick, and then you walk around the corner, and then you get shot with somebody else's? Yeah, okay, that's kind of like, oh, man. If you shoot yourself with your own, shit, own it. Be proud. I'd be like, hell yeah, I shot up that far.
If I'd done it multiple times, but it was once.
Who cares?
It was a one-off.
You can lie.
Jerk off.
Say you did it 5 times.
I don't like lying.
How am I going to know?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
See, I can tell these guys right here. I did it the other day and shot 5 feet. They wouldn't know.
Do you got like a yardstick or something?
What's that?
So, this is Squirrel.
Yes.
I was going to ask this question a minute ago, but Murphy's Law. Do you guys know where we got the name for Murphy's Law?
Oh, a guy named Murphy.
I have read a story many years ago, but
I'm
I have
sorry.
Absolutely no clue.
Murphy Brown.
What's his name?
Murphy Brown.
No.
It was Candace Bergen.
You're an
actually,
idiot.
It was fucking Candace Bergen.
No, it was not. But here's
oh, Jesus,
the thing.
Don't
who
take me seriously on this, you dumbass.
Dick? Who said Murphy's a dick?
I think we all did.
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't say it.
Oh,
but
I
the
said
guy
Murphy's
that...
a dick, but it wasn't.
Look it up. Murphy's Law came from a guy named Audie Murphy. Okay. He is the most decorated soldier of all time. He has every single medal that the Army has to offer and 2 congressional medals of honor.
Wow.
Okay.
And you said he was a dick. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Well, still yeah. Fuck me. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I got tears. I'm trying not to sneeze. Oh.
Laughing so hard? Yeah.
No, allergies.
Oh, well, I guess we're just not entertaining Dave. Fuck Dave.
Yeah, this is good radio.
Dave's a dick.
Dave's unentertainable.
Sometimes.
That's the thing. Like he's so hard to please. Like Dave is extremely hard to please, man.
Oh, I can please myself.
I know. You know how long I've had to jerk him off before he finally comes?
Well,
dude,
let's see.
I was proud that I was stayed hard for 35 minutes.
35.
Well,
more like an hour.
You said
35.
You haven't seen your dick forever. How did you know you were hard? Maybe he was just playing with it like a clit.
Well, there is that.
So, have you ever?
No.
When you had sleepovers as kids, did you guys ever sleep in the same bed?
Yeah. Oh, with other yeah.
Like you and Dave.
Oh no! We were adults.
Yeah, we didn't come into each other's lives till we were, what, teens? Late teens?
Oh, very late teens.
Yeah, maybe even early 20s. It's been a while.
Christian and I have actually slept in the same bed.
Yep.
Right.
Dave and I have as well.
Well, yeah, but that was just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you never found that
I was
strange...
in the middle of them.
Oh, well, that's why it was okay.
Yeah.
We cuddled. It's no big deal.
Well, obviously.
So... Christian is actually there the night I pulled the biggest dick move of my entire life. Christian, do you remember when our buddy Scotty... Now, our buddy Scotty makes 2 of me. He makes fucking 2 of me. This guy is huge.
He's a big dude.
And he was that one guy in our group that would say, punch me in the stomach just as hard as you can. He literally would do that. And you'd punch him as hard as you can and wouldn't even faze the guy.
Yeah. This guy, he's a big man. And he's...
scary as fuck.
He's scary.
So okay. Anyway, so he's sleeping on the floor, and we were up until like 4 in the morning stealing hood ornaments off of cars and shit. And I took a matchbook and I lit the match, blew the match out, and then stuck it on his fucking eyelid and branded his eyelid.
Oh, why? Seriously,
you're an asshole.
Oh, dude, you should have seen him wake up.
He woke up.
It was amazing. It was spectacular.
I got the most spectacular ass kicking of my entire fucking life. Like, he wakes up. It was like I woke up a sleeping giant. The guy jumps up, and I'm trying to get out of the room, and like, I was like, oh, man, I just fucked up. And Chris just looks at me. He's like, dude, you're fucking dead. And that's all he said. And Scotty just starts punching and beat the fuck out of me. I'm laying in the closet, and he's kicking me while I was down. And he,
good man. Good man.
Oh, man, he fucked me up, Christian, right?
Like, oh, he did.
And I'm just laying there. Really? I got, like, a big fucking swollen side of my face.
And just to put this into perspective, too. So me and Scotty used to, you know, we used to, you know, talk about fighting, right? Fighting a lot. Well, he fought this one kid, and he was showing me what he did to this kid, right? You know, yeah. Doing
Brock
ghost,
Norris?
You know, ghost fighting. Yeah, ghost fighting, okay. Stuff like that, right?
Yeah, okay.
Well, when he was showing me this, his fist came right across my face. I mean, really freaking hard. And he didn't even mean to do it. I mean, he was just kind of in the moment. And he just went, bam, nailed me. I had this big-ass black eye, this huge black
right.
eye. And he wasn't even trying.
It's like half-mass.
This guy is not small. I mean, he is very strong, very, very big. I mean,
half a chub.
And here's the other part of the story. I watched the fight that Christian is talking about. And he punched this kid in the face, and I swear to you guys, I watched somebody's nose explode. Like, ooh, he punched him in the face, and instantaneously blood fucking went everywhere. Yeah.
God damn.
And I woke that sleeping fucking giant like a dumbass.
Dude, I learned that a long time ago. I mean, even before that, you do not wake Scotty up.
I feel like
Wade was either drunk, high, or a combination of both.
Just fucking stupid.
Really? Seriously? That's what it was?
God damn, Wade. That explains a lot about you today. actually, we need to share some news with Dave that we haven't talked to him about yet. And it's news that we also need to share with our fans.
Uh-oh.
Now, nothing is set. Nothing is concrete.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
No, we don't. Other than the fact that...
Yeah, I do, but go ahead.
No, you don't. We have a gig at Evelyn's Tavern.
Yes, I knew that.
We do.
You knew that?
Yes, we read things.
You read things?
Yes.
No, I actually told Dave.
Yeah.
Aww.
We have a gig coming up shortly. Within the next couple of months, we're going to do a live show at Evelyn's Tavern in Clear Lake, a storytelling night. We're just going to fucking tell some our best fucking stories and see if we can't get crowd participation to tell stories. And we're going to record it fucking live and get speakers up there. And I think it'll be a fucking good night.
It's going to be fantastic. We just got to get some more equipment and want to start spreading the word now. You know, once we get a date set, we'll let everybody know.
Topless dancers on the side. They don't even need to talk.
Do they need to dance, or could they just stand
there? You know, that's a good point. No. Yeah.
They just stand there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Cody and Dave, do not take your shirts off and pose as topless dancers
while I'm
trying to tell a fucking story.
I meant stand. The three of us will be sitting behind our desk, you know, after we're done doing autographs, and the two will just have a girl on either side. While the three of us are in the middle.
Yeah.
Or four. I would hope Christian would be there. But
kind of like that Blurred Lines music
and
video.
Nate is going to be security with
lines.
A fucking hatchet. Yes.
So, yeah.
Great Timolingo. Nice.
though the month of June has been fucked up.
Yeah. Month of July is going to be pretty busy, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming at you. Month of July is badass.
Oh, it's badass. I'm just saying it's going to be busy.
Big time.
Speaking of Hatchet Man. Nate actually came into Burlington to come and see me. You guys remember the fucking show with the leprechaun? Story of the stuffy doll. He come to see me. We went and played Magic the Gathering. We took my daughter Maxine. And if anybody has ever met Maxine, she might be the coolest kid in the world, man. This kid is, and she says what's ever on her mind.
She's awesome.
And
yes. Yes,
so we pull up to the park, And here I have my crutches, and I've got everything in little bags and shit, and I'm trying to haul it to the table. We got our magic cards. We got all this shit. And then Nate looks at me and says, is there anything else I need to get out of the truck? And Maxine, with a straight face, looks up at him and says, yeah, get the hatchet.
Oh, shit.
And Nate's like, I think I'll get in trouble at the park with the hatchet. She's like, ah, it's only me here. And she's like walking off, like she's strutting her shit. And he's like, listen, you little shit. I'll use the, don't make me get the hatchet out. Well, that's what I wanted you to do, was get the hatchet out. What are you going to do?
Oh, God. I'm sitting here on a Max podcast with people who play magic. I, where did I go wrong?
All three of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see my collection?
No.
I'll totally show it to you.
No.
I got a big collection.
No.
It's so super sweet.
No, not as big as my collection.
No.
Well, yeah. So what are we comparing dicks now?
That does tell me something. That does tell me something. With our upcoming event that we got going on, we got to get a poster made.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think we should take like almost like a fan vote. I've had a couple ideas for posters. I want to throw out my ideas.
Actually, that would be kind of funny. Do a Magic the Gathering with, like, you guys all, like, happy stuff, and I'll just look like I have a pissed off face, like I'm not having fun. That would be kind of funny.
That's exactly. Well, I was thinking of doing, like the dogs playing poker, Roscoe's playing Magic. And you're sitting there, like, posing like you don't know shit. You're kind of pissed off. Cody's holding a 1-1 with Trample and a Stuffy doll. And
damn right.
And I, you know, I've got my cards, and we all have our different faces that show off our personality. We're all sitting around in plaid shirts and fucking stupid hats. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Let's do it.
Well,
Let's do it.
He wants to do it.
As long as I'm sitting there going, what the fuck, and acting like you guys are idiots, then yeah, let's do it.
Okay. That's exactly what you're going to be acting like. You're going to be like, we're going to be sitting around a table playing fucking Magic, and you're going to be like, you guys are assholes. Or the other idea I was thinking of a poster was all of us standing up against the wall with the stripes like they do in like a criminal, like, you know, the criminal
the
thing.
The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, the Unusual Suspects.
Nice.
Which
well,
one is
well, I tell you what.
Yeah, well, you know.
If you want to do pictures, let me get my niece involved. She takes really badass pictures, and then we'll bring her on the show because she thinks I'm just some stupid nerdy uncle. She needs to know I'm fucking badass, and she'll help me make fun of you Magic card playing.
Give me the keys.
Fucking no, people. She'll still think you're nerdy.
Yeah, she'll come to our awesome studio.
Something.
Have her come out to Evelyn's.
The fuck is Evelyn?
On a later to be decided date.
She won't go out of town with me. She thinks I'm fucking weird. She doesn't know me well enough. I mean, I've been in her life since she was a little kid.
Enough to know that you're fucking weird.
Well, yeah.
You're the creepy fucking uncle, man.
No, I'm not creepy. I don't think she thinks I'm creepy.
I think she thinks you're creepy.
Nay.
So I just wanted to say, you know, it's been about an hour, guys. And
all right.
Yeah, I've really got to go masturbate, guys.
Yeah. I do, too.
I want to masturbate.
But come on our Facebook page and let us know which idea you like. Do you like the Roscoe's playing Magic or the Unusual Suspects? And come out to Evelyn's Tavern. I mean,
heck yeah.
The more people we have come out to these events, the more we're going to be welcomed back. And just the more
that
crowd base grows and the more cool shit we can do. So fuck yes, come on.
The more that we can get ourselves out there, the better.
Well, and I want to take a live show down to Vegas.
One of these days.
I don't even care if we just do it up right on the sidewalk. I don't give a shit.
We'll generate the power with a fucking bike, so we'll have Christian just... Since you like being behind the scenes all the fucking time. I'm better behind the scenes than I am. He's fucking pedaling like a motherfucker, like a squirrel with a fucking thing. Like, oh, let's get him a squirrel wheel.
I was about to say, let's get him... No, let's get him in a squirrel outfit.
Fuck yeah, that'll work.
I like it a lot. So I wanted to say...
In a squirrel wheel. I could do it. In 110 degrees in fucking Vegas.
Oh, wonderful.
In a squirrel outfit. So I just wanted to say, you know, thank you guys. We do love doing the show. It's one of the highlights of our week.
And I
it's
like
just,
doing the hoe.
Shut up.
Okay.
And remember to all Minecrafters out there, never waste a diamond on a hoe.
What?
Never waste a diamond on a hoe.
Oh, okay. All I heard was never waste a diamond. Oh, that's all I heard. All right, continue.
Okay. Thank you guys. It's been a horrible, horrible month, but we're very thankful for you guys still downloading, still listening, and yeah.
Especially those in Wichita. I love you guys.
Wichita.
Fuck Wade. I love those guys.
Wichita is fucking amazing. Wade doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
No.
He thinks he does, but he doesn't. That's going to be your intro.
Thinks
he knows what he's talking about, but he actually doesn't. Wade!
Coming at you, it's me that knows everything but doesn't know anything at all. I think I'm wrong, but I know I'm right.
So I hope you guys will come have a show with us at Evelyn's. It's going
to
be fantastic.
Yes. Like I said,
as soon as we have a date, we're going to let everybody know.
Yes.
We may have taken some time off, but we're still involved. We're still doing the show, and we're still wanting it to progress, wanting it to be bigger and to be better. And now that Christian is up here,
talking about my sex life.
Yep, I've got some.
Okay.
Now that Christian is up here, he's gonna just fucking rock our world. I know he is, because that's the type of guy that Christian is.
Yes, indeed.
So I wanted to say thank you, Wade. Thank you, Christian. Most of all, thank you, D-Man.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your impression is horrible. It's fucking horrible. And we will see you guys later.
Bye, fuckers.
Well, it's time to say goodbye to Roscoe's House of Chips.